answer that question specifically. Thank you.
Madam Kuchai, we never say no to the Human Rights, National Human Rights Commission, but the timing, and we would like to focus on what we have at the moment. We have different mechanisms now. If we establish the new commission, there will be another resources, another human resources, and financial resources, and other, and expertise as well. That's why we organize the workshop and seminars, inviting commissioners from different countries. And we want to learn from how they work and what's the obstacle for the Lao PDR as well to establish our own national human rights commission based on the Paris Principle. So that's the efforts have been undertaken by the government in the process, and the obstacle is to our understanding that what we have, we need to strengthen the mechanism that we have. We have National Committee on Human Rights, we have the Mother and Child and Advancement of Women Commission, and a commission for the person with disabilities, and committee for human trafficking, for example. So these are all together working one way or another, cover some of the main functions or the main mandates of the Paris Principle on Human Rights Commission. So for example, the National Committee on Human Rights, and there are a mandate to advocacy, for example, advocacy for ratification of treaty, advocacy for dissemination. And also, the committee can also take the mandate, for example, if there are any issues of the promotion and protection of human rights, the committee can look at the communications or even complain on that, and so and look at the complaint, and then the committee will assign the secretariat with a secretariat from the Department of Human Law, which will coordinate with each human rights focal points in different ministries. In the concerned ministry, there are human rights focal points in the judiciary as well, in the Ministry of Justice, in the National Assembly, and even in the provinces. In these provinces, there are established human rights focal points. That's why if there are issues, and then the secretariat will convey that message for them to look, and then sometimes we also establish a team or what we call the task force to look at issues that alleged violation of human rights. So this kind of investigative mandate of the Paris Principle Commission already, and that's why we think we are trying now to strengthen the mandate of what we have now. And on the other hand, we have the National Commission for the Advancement of Women, Mother and Child, and others. So they are also extending their mandate. And at the same time, we are strengthening the functioning, the impartiality, and independence of the judiciary, and the complaint procedure of the National Assembly. So this, we want what we have. So we want to strengthen all together instead of going further, moving further, and to take the model of the Human Rights Commission. In the world, Madam Chair, in the world, there are only 118 countries out of 193 of the United Nations members have established Human Rights Commission. So in Asia, there are only 15 countries which have Human Rights Commission, National Human Rights Commission. So Laos is like many other countries. In Europe, also not all EU member states have National Human Rights Commission as such. And so other countries are in the process of looking, the study, whether. So one of the UN General Assembly resolution provides that encourage member states to establish National Human Rights Commission, which are suited for the condition of each and every member of the United Nations. So Laos is now going our way, but we have intention, so we try to improve our existing system. On allegations of, and very serious allegation, Madam, I think you very much rely on the external reports, NGO reports, which are not reflect the reality of Lao PDR, is not objective. The allegations is long there, so about the cases, and every time when we have this kind of cases, and the working group of the Human Rights Council send us like a notification, and for us to look at the allegation, for example, and then we the National Committee on Human Rights will look at the communication and try to form a team to look into the allegation, for example, and to provide information to the Human Rights Council and relevant working groups. So we are working on this, and on the issues of the so-called informed disappearance, for example, and we also look at that, but often that and the allegations are exaggerated, so not reflect the reality of the country. So I would like to ask you, Madam, maybe you look at, try to look at the reality of the country instead of listening or reading the reports of the NGO from abroad. And we have representative of Lao and NGO here, Lao CSOs. They also provide their parallel reports. So, and but some other organizations, they live abroad, they imagine about Laos, they don't even come to Laos, and they write a report, criticize Laos. So they even fit the category or the definition of disinformation, misinformation, or some other writing. So that's why it's very much this day to all together, to fight together the disinformation, misinformation, misinformation, or even hate speech. When group outside the country try to hostile to the government and try to take, to invent issues and to base on that to criticize the government. So I think the committee would be wise enough to look at this issue objectively in corresponding to the country, to the Lao PDR reality. And for example, you mentioned about the case of the so-called female human rights defenders. And there are two or three of them, for example, maybe. And one of them, in fact, they were not human rights defenders. One of them just completed her sentence. They got 5 years based on Article 117 of the Penal Code because they organized propaganda against Lao PDR or something. So, and other also, they, in fact, those violated criminal law of the Lao PDR, that's why they were prosecuted, they were imprisoned, they were, I mean, sentenced to I mean, under the law of the Lao PDR. And so they use the pretext of freedom of expression to violate the law.